was watching one of those TV cop shows, you know, the ones where they have to solve a murder or an investigation of something. Anyway, something had happened to disturb this policeman. And in the scene, you see him walking into a church and sitting down on one of the seats. And you see him looking up at the cross of Christ, of Jesus on the cross. And he had questions in his mind. He had answers that he didn't know, or he had questions that he didn't know the answers for. He had worries, and he just thought, if I can come here, maybe I'll be able to find a solution. Not everyone does that. Maybe think not everyone walks into a church or goes to a godly person and tries to find answers. But we all have them. We all have questions that we want to find the answers for. And then it struck me when on Sunday afternoon, when I went to Mass, and the last words that come out from the deacon or the priest or the pastor when before we leave, and we repeat, "Yes, we will," they often can say, "Go in peace, the Mass is ended." They could say, "Go in peace to love and serve the Lord." Or, "Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life." And it made me think, if people have questions and they want to find answers and it's out of their limitation, they don't know who to turn to, what to go, where to go, get the right, the truth, the wisdom, the needs they have, and they maybe don't go into church, are we, the church, not the ones that go out and be the light of Christ for them in the world? Jesus said the same thing. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Then it made me think, but when Jesus was talking to the people in the crowd, to his disciples, to his followers, they didn't have electricity. All they maybe had was some sort of flint or candle or something that they lit that shone light in the room. Now, sad to say, because I don't know what our fire alarms are like and everything, I can't light the candle. But you know what I mean. If you can't imagine it, think of back in, you know, I've often seen movies where someone's in a big mansion and they have no electricity back in, you know, the 13th century, and they're walking around with this flickering candle trying to find their bedroom because they're going off to bed. That's the light that they would have had. So the next best thing that I can do is I've brought a little light. So just imagine, though, this is a smaller bit of light that Jesus was trying to share. You have to be the light on the hill. So you're in your dark room and everything is dark except for the light of your candle. Now, Jesus is talking about the light that shines from us, the light of God that is in us that shines out. And in Scripture, he says, "Do not hide the lamp." Who hides the lamp under a bushel basket? The light is so good that you can still see light from it. But if it was just a candle and you put the bushel basket on it, it would be as dim as if it was as dark as anything. So who in their right minds would light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket so it doesn't help anyone in their household? No one. Because Often it was the only light. Whoops, it stuck. Often it was the only light they had for the entire household. They weren't rich like we are rich in having electricity and other things. They would have had this one little candle for the whole family. And it needed to be shared amongst others. You can turn the lights back on. What is this light that lives within us? Is it not Christ? Is it not Him within us that shines out? And he goes on to say, you know, your good works. How you live your life, people will see. And they'll come and say, well, why do you live like that? Why are you so happy? Why are you not stressful? And when they have needs, they will actually come to you and say, would you pray for me? Could I ask your wisdom in this area? Could I ask for your advice? Because they will see the light that shines within you to the outside. It goes on to say in Scripture, the lamp is the place where the light is retained. So this lamp retains the light. Now I know it's run by electricity, but it's what does the job. The lamp, the vessel. So Jesus is saying we are the vessel where His light can shine through us. We are the lamp. The lamp is the place where God deposits His light. Hopefully we are empty vessels, surrendered to Him so He can pour His light upon us. It is the place where we retain and where we release the light. In order for God's word to shine in us, we must have the lamp within us. Otherwise, when I read what is here in Scripture, I don't fully understand it because God's light has not been shining in me. The more God's light shines in me, the more I understand, the more grace God sends me. Now, He can send grace to anybody who reads His word because there's grace in His word. There is light in His word. But the more you want to know, the more you have to be available, you the lamp, for the light to be within. Our eye is our lamp. We have to have a single focus. Remember, Christ said, do not have two masters. Why? Because if you don't have one focus, what happens? Try and go cross-eyed. It's like, you know, you're trying to focus on two different points and you just can't. You have double vision. You can only focus the most important thing on one thing. All the rest come into your peripheral vision. They're still important in your life, but not the most important thing. And that's what Christ was trying to explain to us. Our whole body needs to be full of light. Again, why? Because the light is for our feet to walk. The light is for our hands to work. The light is for our minds to think. The light is for our words to speak. For our love to show, because maybe you are the only light in people's worlds that can share Christ's love, Christ's mercy, Christ's grace, Christ's forgiveness. You're the only one they meet because they're not going into church. They're not finding Him in other people, in other places. Light can fill our emotions, our will, our mind, our love, our walk, our pathway. We see everything differently. The Lord often has to do much within us before we can often show good works to others. Some it comes more naturally, some we have to, I guess, work hard, or the work hard is more surrender more to Him who will fill us with the light. Because remember, we are earthen, empty, frail human vessels. That's how God designed it. Not to put us down, but to make us have the ability to fill with Himself and do things way more than we can imagine. That's why when he left the world and went back to heaven, he said, you will do more. I promise you, you will do more than you, that I have done in the whole earth. Way more than you can even imagine. Why? Because the light of Christ, the resurrected Christ, the power of Christ lives within us. Shakespeare wrote, the eyes are the window of the soul. You ever looked into someone's eyes and you've seen the loneliness, you've seen the pain, you've seen the suffering, or you have seen eyes with joy and contentment and, you know, like wonder. I babysit a little six-month-old baby every Friday. Oh my goodness, when you look in her eyes, she has this giggle in her eyes. She has this smile. She has this wonder. She has this like, oh, you're smiling at me. Are you playing with me? Are you happy with me? But when she's hungry, when she's in pain or when she's tired, the eyes lose this light because she's trying to tell you, I have need. I need to go to sleep. I need to have a bottle. The eyes are amazing, but the eyes are a window to our soul, to within. What light shines within you? Don't hide yourself under a bushel. Be Christ to the world. Care, love, share. Be you and allow Christ to shine through you. What do they say? Be his hands, be his feet, be his mouth. Be his hugs. Be Christ. So I want to encourage you, when you hear, as we're leaving on Sunday, from after Mass, when we're sort of finishing off the wonderful celebration of Christ's Eucharistic sacrifice he gave to us, know when God, when the priest or the pastor says to you, go and shine your light in the world. Remember, you have the light of Christ within you. Go and shine that light. Let's ask God to grace us and be with us as we walk the weeks in our work, in our families. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear loving Father, we need your grace. We need your courage. We need your light to shine within us, to exude out of us. We need you, O God, to be our hands, our feet, our mouth, our attitude, our behavior, so that people will see the good works and they'll come and inquire and question. And then one day, they will glorify the Father in heaven because of what we have done in sharing your light, O God. We need your light. We desire your light. May we be lights that have courage not to hide under the bushel tree, under the basket, but that we will be lights in the world where we are. We thank you in Jesus' name.